Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of the featured Wikipedia article every day. The featured article for Sunday, March 31, 2024 is Jarrow March. The Jarrow March of 5 October 31, 1936, also known as the Jarrow Crusade, was an organized protest against the unemployment and poverty suffered in the English town of Jarrow during the 1930s. On 200 men, or crusaders as they preferred to be called, marched from Jarrow to London, carrying a petition to the British government requesting the re-establishment of industry in the town following the closure in 1934 of its main employer, Palmer's Shipyard. The petition was received by the House of Commons but not debated, and the march produced few immediate results. The Jarrowians went home believing that they had failed. Jarrow had been a settlement since at least the 8th century. In the early 19th century, a coal industry developed before the establishment of the shipyard in 1851. Over the following 80 years, more than 1,000 ships were launched in Jarrow. In the 1920s, a combination of mismanagement and changed world trade conditions following the First World War brought a decline which led eventually to the yard's closure. Plans for its replacement by a modern steelworks plant were frustrated by opposition from the British Iron and Steel Federation, an employers' organization with its own plans for the industry. The failure of the steelworks plan, and the lack of any prospect of large-scale employment in the town, were the final factors that led to the decision to march. Marches of the unemployed to London, termed hunger marches, had taken place since the early 1920s, mainly organized by the National Unemployed Workers' Movement, NUWM, a communist-led body. For fear of being associated with communist agitation, the Labour Party and Trades Union Congress, TUC, leadership stood aloof from these marches. They exercised the same policy of detachment towards the Jarrow March, which was organized by the Borough Council with the support of all sections of the town but without any connection with the NUM. During their journey, the Jarrow marchers received sustenance and hospitality from local branches of all the main political parties, and were given a broad public welcome on their arrival in London. Despite the initial sense of failure among the marchers, in subsequent years, the Jarrow March became recognized by historians as a defining event of the 1930s. It helped to foster the change in attitudes which prepared the way to social reform measures after the Second World War, which their proponents thought would improve working conditions. The town holds numerous memorials to the march. Reenactments celebrated the 50th and 75th anniversaries, in both cases invoking the spirit of Jarrow in their campaigns against unemployment. In contrast to the Labour Party's coldness in 1936, the post-war party leadership adopted the march as a metaphor for governmental callousness and working-class fortitude. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 037 UTC on Sunday, March 31, 2024. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Jarrow March. This podcast uses content from Wikipedia under the Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit our archives at wikioftheday.com and subscribe to stay updated on new episodes. Follow us on Mastodon at wikioftheday@masto.ai. Also check out Curmudgeon's Corner, a current events podcast. Until next time, I'm Kimberly Neural.